USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Kathy Hochul has become the state of New York's first female governor, being sworn in just after midnight Eastern on Tuesday. She had served as former Governor Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant governor since 2015, replacing him following his resignation after a report from the state attorney general found he'd sexually harassed multiple women. The FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. The FDA says that besides not being proven to treat coronavirus, the drug can cause severe side effects in humans, including allergic reactions, seizures, and even death. And Hawaii's governor is urging tourists to delay trips to the island as his state deals with an increase in COVID cases. Governor David Ige said Monday that lockdowns may be on the table again as Hawaii deals with an increase of infections and hospitalizations. This is USA Radio News.
Attention businesses of all sizes affected by COVID-19. The federal government has introduced the Employee Retention Credit. It's a new relief program that allows you to collect up to $14,000 per employee. If your business was forced to close due to COVID-19, or you lost 20% or more of your sales, you may qualify for free financial relief. There's no limit to the amount you can file for, and you don't have to pay the money back. Call the ERC program experts today. They'll explain to you how much you qualify for and how fast the funds can be in your business bank account. To find out if you qualify for the ERC program, call the IPG Law Group right now for details. There's no upfront cost to you, and you could receive up to $14,000 per employee. Call right now for details.
800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197.